Welcome to the Mastery Podcast with your host, Mark Coles. I have dedicated the last 15 years as a fitness professional to mastering my mind, my craft, and my business. It is my passion and mission to help each of you to do the same. Over the coming episodes, I will be providing you with all the necessary tools to be able to take full control of your career and your life. I'm really looking forward to going on this very exciting journey with you. So let's get started. Guys, good morning and welcome back to Mastery Monday. 5 minutes that's going to kickstart your week the right way. Now, my apologies. Friday was supposed to have somebody on the podcast, and due to unforeseen circumstances, we had to reschedule. So we have, and I will be back with a podcast from me on Wednesday. And then as soon as I can get the podcast back up, or the recording up, I will get the latest podcast out to you. Now, today I want to get straight into the topic, which is getting out and getting it. The purpose of the Mastery Podcast for me is to support you, be by your side, share things that I've done, and also share a lot of things that I've helped many, many trainers do that's helped their career move forward. I want you to put your trust in me as someone that hopefully you can see has made pretty decent strides forward in his career and also helped many trainers to do the same. And getting out and getting it is about committing yourself to going wherever you need to be in order to learn what you need to learn to get better at your craft. And is it as simple as that? Well, I just want to stop you in your tracks, because a lot of you might say, I want to do study in my own area, or I'm reaching out for online marketing material. And I want to tell you that doing things in your local area, reaching out for online material, is potentially hiding a fear of your own. Is it a fear of being in front of people that you potentially think are better than you, which is completely not the case? Is it a fear of spending money on something and not spending enough time with those around you? Because a lot of people will say, you know, I wish I could do a course more local, I've got family commitments. And I challenge you right now and say, if your family, which you can see regularly, means that much to you, then does your goal of being a best coach mean that much to you too? You see, in the early days for me, I traveled, guys. I traveled so, so much. And I know some very successful coaches who've done exactly the same. Weekends in different countries, weeks in different countries. Weekends traveling up and down the country to London, to Scotland, over across to Ireland. Being impulsive and saying, look, I need this information, but it's at a course in Arizona. It's at a course in Florida. And just on impulse, booking the tickets and having the faith that I'm going to the right place where the right information is. And I did this, guys, by writing down the components to my goal. I knew that nutrition and understanding hypertrophy and understanding body composition and then understanding functional medicine and being in front of the brightest minds in those fields would not only reveal what they know, but it would reveal a lot about their minds. And if they're inspirational, focused, successful people, they will attract successful, driven people. And I can honestly tell you now that at courses that I've been on all over the world, I have met attendees who have actually inspired me and taught me more than sometimes the seminars and lectures that I've seen. Because success follows each other. They know that one of the most successful traits of a successful person, should I say, is going in search of inspiration, going in search of knowledge. And so I challenge you today that you're not doing that. You're placing your day-to-day life as a higher importance. Guys, sessions with your clients, weekends with your family, weekends with your friends, they will always be there. But what won't be there if you don't go in search of it is your knowledge and your growth and your development. Your mindset might be quite limited right now because it's locked down into a big fish, small pond scenario. But if you were put to be a small fish in a big pond, it would challenge you to grow. It would challenge you to think outside the box. And I want to leave you with a saying that is so powerful. And that is, the cave that you fear to enter hides the treasure that you seek. Ultimately, guys, where you're frightened of going right now is actually where the solution to all your problems lie. And any doubt or fear that I've ever had by going to a seminar or traveling or being on my own and meeting a lot of people that I don't know has always been quashed by the time I've gone. We always say, you know, you could go to a party and be nervous about going to the party, and you forget about being nervous the next morning when you're telling everybody you've had a great time. But you've committed yourself to going. And I want to challenge you this week. Write down everything that you need to know in order to get better, and the people that you need to learn from, and you need to put an action plan in place. And if someone like myself is speaking in London and you live in Edinburgh, then travel. The reward financially will come back to you tenfold. If you need to travel overseas, commit yourself to doing that. But I want you to take away from this podcast that going out and getting it, not only from me, but from people that I've worked with all over the world and people that I've listened to and been taught by and inspired by, do exactly the same. So don't try to be different, guys, because success leaves clues. Guys, have a fantastic day. And I look forward to speaking to you on the next podcast. As always, please leave me a review, Insta story, like, add a comment up, leave me any questions on any platform that I have, and I will come back to you with any topics you want to hear on the podcast. And I really thank you for listening. Please make sure you subscribe and let everybody know so that we can inspire and help more trainers to become better at their craft, their mind, and their business. Take care, guys.